You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. If you like tennis betting, William Hill offers the best in-play action you'll find. You can bet on the outrights, sets, games and point by point. To guide you, there are stats, a court map, live action on William Hill TV and dedicated experts looking for the best bets on the ATP and WTA tournaments on in-play radio. Plus, there'll be extended radio coverage of the Grand Slams. To get involved, tweet the studio at Will Hill In Play or email inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the Tennis Podcast. We've reached the semi-final stages of the US Open 2015. Dave Kellner here with Sky Sports commentator Nick Lester joining me on the line to preview these matches. Nick, first of all, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Late night?
Yes. I think we could probably have the same conversation most days this week, though. But I tell you what, this US Open's been incredible, I must say. I really think this has been one of the... I think it's the best major of the year, I think, this year of the four we've had. Obviously, the French was good fun with Stan playing so well in the men's draw. But I don't know, I just think this has had so many storylines that it's just been keeping us all busy.
Let's get stuck into the semi-finals then, Nick. And we'll start with the women's, which are this evening. And Serena Williams, 1-16... to beat Roberta Vinci, who is in the betting at 8-1. This is a series that Serena Williams has dominated in the past. They've played four times on tour against each other. Serena Williams has won on each occasion without dropping a set. The most games Vinci's got in any set has been four, and that's happened twice. This is looks pretty one-sided on paper as far as the betting is concerned and as far as the series is concerned as well, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, the big problem you have here, really, from Vinci's point of view, is that she's a lady who likes to slice the backhand predominantly. She's someone a little like Feliciano Lopez in the men's draw. She's not that confident rolling, either hitting over her backhand. So it's very tough when she's hitting off that wing to really outmaneuver players. She can use a lot of guile. She can change the pace well, which is something she did to Mladenovic. She can bring them off the baseline, which obviously is a good tactic against certain players. But against Serena, you've really got to be able to make inroads in her game. Otherwise, you're completely reliant on her missing tennis balls and making mistakes from the back of the court, which obviously she just hasn't been doing. So from Vinci's point of view, obviously it's been a fantastic run. Another Italian like Panetta, who we'll talk about in a minute, who seems to enjoy playing here in New York. And again, I think predominantly that's for a number of reasons, but I also think it's because the surface and the balls are just quicker here. You know, I said it to you the other day, but when you're hitting a slice backhand, you need a slick surface for it to have any impact. And Vinci's obviously ball has been able to use that nicely. She has benefited from a good draw, let's be honest about it. She hasn't played any one of, you know, any particular note, with all due respect to the players she's played. Serena against Venus was an outstanding contest. Really brilliant. I commentated that a couple of nights ago. High level from both. A lot of people, I think, coming into that. As always, when those two play, you're a little concerned about how it's going to pan out. You know, is there going to be any edge? And there definitely was. And both, actually, I thought, brought the best out of each other. And it's probably, for my money, the best all-Williams sisters match I've ever seen. Really good tennis. And Serena, again, just proving that, you know, she's picking up round by round here. And, you know, we talked about it a lot. She just seems to get better and majors go on. And it's happening again here.
Indeed. 1-16 she is to win this match. The total match games, that line here with William Hill available, 18.5 the spread there. Under 18.5 games is actually a shade of odds on at 8-11. Over 18.5 games is even money. I presume that you're going with Serena in two straight sets here.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, if you look at the last, I mean, you know, there is some history here because they played in Toronto just 4 weeks ago, and it was 4-3 for Williams. Now, Williams, the difference, I think, here, and in many ways you could make a case that actually that match has helped Serena, because having played her only 4 weeks ago, she has got a feel for the sort of ball that's going to come at her. And then you throw into the melting pot the fact she's already played four or five matches where she's building up ahead of steam here. I think the under 18 games has got to be the bet there. I mean, obviously, from a betting point of view, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because there is a whole lot of value, obviously, in Serena. But I think under 18 games... I would be pretty confident that she could land that.
Yeah, 8-11 under 18 games. Serena to win 2-0 is in the betting at 2-9. The other semi is Flavia Panetta versus Simona Halep. Panetta is 13-5. Halep in the market at 2-7. A courageous performance from Halep in the quarterfinal to see off Azarenka in three sets, given that she has been dealing with the injury. And Flavia Panetta beat Petra Kvitova in three sets, coming back, having lost the first set 6-4, to win 4-6, 6-4, 6-2. Kvitova in that match, from what I saw of it, Nick, she just made too many unforced errors, which has been a staple of her diet throughout her career, really.
Yeah, massively disappointing, I thought, actually. I saw her probably commentated her 3 or 4 times this tournament. She's looked good. I think there were two factors that came into play here. One, I think the heat got her, finally, and we know that she does struggle in the heat. It's been brutal this week year at the US Open, and she's not dealt with that particularly well over the years. And also, you have to remember that she is dealing with a certain amount of glandular fever. She was diagnosed only a month ago, and she doesn't know on a certain day how she's going to wake up and feel. And clearly, you know, as the longer that match went on, the worse she started to feel. So I think they were the two factors that you can excuse her from. But it was disappointing from her, no doubt about it. But Panetta is a woman who is athletically probably as good as anyone on the women's tour and has been over the last few years. So she'll ask you certain questions and she'll make you play a lot of tennis balls. So I'm pleased for Flavia. You know, again, another player. We talk about horses for courses in tennis. So often the way. Loves playing at the US Open. Great record. I think 5 of the last 6 years she's made the quarters. Now 2 years in the last 5 that she's made the semis. So really enjoys conditions here. From Simona Halep's point of view, I think the rain break helped her hugely yesterday. I mean, she was down 2-1 in the third against Azarenka in a real dogfight, both slugging it out. And then the rain break came, I think it was 40-15 at 2-1, really helped Halep to compose herself. She had a good sort of hour or so just to get her mind together and came back strong and came back a lot more relaxed, I thought, as well. You know, she said it herself, the way she was taking the ball on. She just, Azarenka can dominate you, as you know. But the difference between these two, really, for me, it's just that Halep moves better than Azarenka. And I did think Azarenka might have enough in the tank overall. I was surprised at the way Halep came back after the injury against Ligicki. She did look in trouble. But there was a couple of quotes yesterday which I found really interesting from Azarenka in the press conference. And she said she was surprised by the pace of the ball from Halep. Mm. Now, we've talked a lot about how Halep has trying to modify her game. She's trying to become a player who takes the ball a little earlier. And I think that says a lot, actually, that quote from Azarenka, that she's never played Halep with that sort of aggression before. So it's good to see Halep's trying to make move progression in her game. And I like it here, I must say. The head-to-head's not good, as you say. It's 3-1 for Panetta. But let's take it a little more relevant. Let's take it a bit more to recent times. Halep won their previous meeting, 7-5, 6-3. And I just think she does everything a little better than Panetta, personally. I think she's on the cusp of making a Grand Slam semi-final. She's got really good people in her team. And now she's been on tour a couple of years. She's been at this level a couple of years. I think she's ready to make a major final. And I think she'll do so here.
Do you think she'll do it in straight sets, Nick? Or is this one you can see going 3?
Yeah, no, I can see it in 2. I really can see it in 2, actually. I think she's come through some nasty battles. The match against Ligicki was rough. She didn't settle there. She looked very tight. And also the match yesterday with Azarenka, where she can get beaten up. She's going to have more time on the ball against Panetta. Having played Azarenka, who takes time away, Panetta won't do that to her. For me, these two play a very similar style of play, Panetta and Halep. And Halep, just for me, does everything a bit better. I think she has a bit more zip off the ground, the back end. She moves a bit marginally better, I think, as well. Again, the serve from Halep is the only Achilles heel. It can be a bit shaky, and if she gets nervous, that's when Panetta could strike. But I can see this match being maybe a close first set and then Halep to run away with it, something like a 7-5, 6-2, something along those lines.
Halep to win the match in 2 straight sets, 8-11 here with William Hill. Let's move on to the men's side, Nick, and Novak Djokovic versus Marin Cilic, first of all. Novak Djokovic is 1-8 to win this match. Marin Cilic in the betting at 5-1. These two, of course, most recently met at Wimbledon in the quarterfinals there, and Novak Djokovic won 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. Djokovic did drop a set against Feliciano Lopez, came through in 4 in the quarterfinal, and Marin Cilic, in that match against Joe Wilfried Tsonga, was seemingly in complete control throughout the early parts of the match, and then lost his way slightly and ended up coming through 6-4 in the 5th. I just wonder, Nick, whether that will have softened up Cilic, having to go 5 against Tsonga, a grueling match there, that might be to the benefit of Djokovic here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the first thing I'd say is that if you offer Marin Cilic to sign at the start of the tournament as a defending champion to make the semi-finals, I personally think he'd have bitten your hand off. I mean, he didn't come in here with great form particularly. I watched him play in Cincinnati three or four matches there, and he just looked to be a shadow of the guy that won here. But, you know, he really has played well in New York, I must say. And I think he's embraced actually being a defending champion, which is really refreshing because obviously it can get the better of you, but I think he's really enjoyed it. I've rarely seen him so pumped up as I saw him against Songa in that fifth set the other day. Really was getting the fist pump out. That's just not Cilic's style. And there was a fantastic quote from Ivanisevic last week. He said that Cilic carries himself like a futures winner, not a Grand Slam winner. And what he meant by that is he's just the whole body language of Marin over the years has just been so downbeat. You know, he doesn't see himself or perceive himself or, you know, show that kind of confidence in himself. And he has actually been doing that. And I really think that's where Goran had a big impact on him. To go back to your direct question about has it softened him up? Yeah, I mean, listen, you go back, it's 13-0, the head-to-head. Djokovic, it's incredible that Djokovic in this tournament could well make the final, having played six players who have never beaten him before in his career. I mean, you've got to say he's had a pretty good draw, Novak. Despite the way as well as he's played, his draw has really been kind to him. It was a break in each set at Wimbledon, and you've got to say it was fairly routine, 4-4 and 4, as you say. I can see a similar story out here, I must say. We've got to remember a year ago, though. A year ago, we had a conversation where we had Nishikori against Djokovic and we had Federer against Cilic. And, of course, on that occasion, both the upsets happened really out of the blue. I don't see that happening again. I think both Djokovic and Federer will be well aware of that situation going into these semifinals. You know, Djokovic has made a lot of changes this year to his setup in New York. It's unacceptable for him not to have won here in 4 years. And I think he'll just get the better of Cilic. Again, Cilic is serving well, but again, you've got to go back to matchups. And Djokovic's return, we know, is going to be good. It's going to be deep. It's going to force Cilic back behind the baseline. This is a big match for Djokovic. I think he'll get Cilic here, and I do think it'll be in three.
Djokovic to win that one, 3 sets to love, is 8-11 here with William Hill. And we complete the semi-final preview with a look at the all-Swiss battle between Stan Wawrinka and Roger Federer. Federer is 1-3 to win the match. Stan Wawrinka in the market at 12-5. Both came through their quarterfinals unscathed. Kevin Anderson was Stan Wawrinka's victim. He beat him 6-4, 6-4, 6-love. And Roger Federer beat Richard Gasquet 6-3, 6-3, 6-1. So a couple of comprehensive victories in the quarterfinals for the two Swiss. Nick, and I watched some of the Federer Gasquet match. I've never ever seen him be so aggressive on a tennis court. Incredible. He almost every single shot was an attempt to hit a winner.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, he said he's playing happy tennis yesterday. Well, too goddamn right he's playing happy tennis. I mean, there's no words for it. And I said to you at the start of the tournament that it was the same in Cincinnati. I commentated every match of his out there. And he says it's fun, and it's no surprise it's fun. And he's just, his confidence levels, Dave, are at an all-time high. You know, it's all very well for us to talk about him being a genius now. He's got all the shots at his disposal. But if you don't have the confidence in your game, you're not going to try those shots with the regularity that he has been. And his confidence right now is as where it's, I think, never been before in his career. Yep. And I think, you know, there's factors to play in that. I think the fact, obviously, that he's now 34, 35. What does he need to prove anymore? He doesn't need to prove to anyone he can win majors. We know that. And I just think he's so relaxed. And I think Edberg has told him, you know, Edberg has got in his ear about playing, coming forwards more at this stage of his career. He knows that the game changed in the last 5 years. It became a lot more physical. So he had to find a way to beat these guys of Murray and Djokovic's. And the only way to do that was to get in their face early in rallies. And Gasquet, you know, bless his heart, could have been there till Christmas and wouldn't have won the set, I don't think, which is a shame. But yes, to answer your question, I mean, it's a great matchup, this one. I do think Federer is obviously a lot more fearful of Wawrinka than he ever has been, probably going into this one. He beat him at the French, obviously, in slow, heavy conditions. Stan, I commentated Stan's match last night against Anderson. Tough to really say where Stan's game was at because Kevin was so poor last night. I was very disappointed in him. Didn't really show up like he did against Murray. He was tight and nervous. So you didn't really get a barometer, I didn't feel last night, of where Wawrinka's game was at. In saying that, one thing I was impressed with Wawrinka last night was that there was a little glint in his eye early on, and you just felt that he wanted to play Federer in the semi-finals. The head-to-head, he's beaten him three times before, but never on a hard court. Federer's always dominated him on a hard court. And this goes back to, you know, what we were talking about. It's 16-3. Tour finals, the last time they played on hard courts, Federer won 7-6 in a third. But this is a different surface to London. London's a slow, slightly lower bouncing surface. I think Federer, the conditions are much more conducive for Federer out here. Federer's not dropped a set. I do think he'll drop a set in this one. I think Stan's got more than enough in his locker, as we well know, to make Federer work hard in this matchup. I could well see this going the distance, going to five. Wawrinka, you know, despite the fact, again, first three or four rounds, you watch him play and you think, oh, he's not really dialed in. Yesterday, as I say, he didn't get a test, but he was certainly dialed in. And when he needed to step it up, he did. I think this could go the distance. For me, I think Federer is just going to sneak it out. I think, you know, again, his aggression is probably going to see him through. He's going to rush Stan just too often on a fast, hard court. But I'm going to go Federer in five.
Yeah, Federer to win the match 3-2, 11-2. You mentioned the head-to-head record. Wawrinka has flipped the script in recent times to a certain degree, having won two of the last five. You mentioned court conditions there as well. Has Wawrinka got a little bit more belief now than he did in the past when coming up against Federer?
Oh, definitely. Without it, coming up against anyone, he's got more belief than he has. I mean, his major record's phenomenal. I was reading some stats yesterday, Wawrinka. Really is. I mean, you look at how consistent he's been at the majors in the last 3 years. It's almost better than anyone else. I mean, he's really part of that elite group now. Make no mistake about it. The head-scratching thing from Wawrinka's point of view is he just can't do it week in, week out. Rest of his tournaments are just disappointing, really. To play Federer, he's definitely got a lot more belief. I think he sees himself as a real rival for Federer. And I think for a long, long time, Dave, his personality was such that he was in the shadow of Federer. And, you know, that's an easy thing to assume and sort of just to say, oh, well, you're bound to be. But he's even more so. He's quite an introverted sort of guy, Wawrinka. And I think, you know, now under Magnus Norman, who's given him a lot more belief in himself mentally to show him that he can live with the best. There's no doubt Wawrinka thinks he can win this matchup. Without, for me, I think that's an absolute given. But I just think the conditions are going to suit Federer a bit more because the surface is quick and the balls are quick. Federer's serving beautifully. He's taking time away. Stan will obviously try and chip the ball back a fair bit. But, you know, Federer's not really played anyone in this tournament who can take the racket away from him. And we know Wawrinka certainly can. It could be a classic this, you know. I think this could be a real classic. The men's tournament is due one. Certainly after the first week, which was great. I think this could be a real classic semi-final. And I think Federer may just sneak it.
Federer to win in five sets, 11-2 here with William Hill. If you're looking at the four favourites double, four favourites accumulator, which you would be, Nick, here, Serena Williams, Simona Halep, Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer pays just over even money. So you're not going to get amazingly rich.
No.
But hopefully we'll get that. And it would be nice to see Williams, Halep and Djokovic, Federer duel it out on Saturday and Sunday night.
Exactly, and I think, you know, I think Djokovic and Serena are the two of the very warm favourites for me. You've got to say Halep, you know, having improved so much this year, is a strong one as well. And Federer, you know, you only have to watch Federer play the last 3 weeks to know that Stan's going to have to play the best hard court match of his life to win this one.
He wants that against Djokovic as well, doesn't he? Federer wants to meet Djokovic in that final and show him that he's still there and he can do it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you, Nick. As always, a pleasure, and we'll catch up ahead of the finals.
Cheers, Dave.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.